From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said Tuesday that the Islamic State group will feel pressure in the coming weeks as the United States, France, and other allies increase their efforts against the militants. He spoke in Paris after meeting with French President François Hollande and discussed different ways in which their governments can be more effective in battling the Islamic State. VOA correspondent Lisa Bryan is in France and tells us more about what's being done inside and out of this country in response to the attacks.
French police have carried out dozens of more raids, arrested more than 100 people. Well, I should say, some of these are house arrests. Others have actually been arrested around the country. And then sort of more internationally, France launched a second series of strikes against the Islamic State group in its stronghold, Syrian stronghold of Raqqa. So at the same time, there's also been a big security ramp up. The government now says that about 115,000, possibly more, police, gendarmes and military are mobilized across the country.
Again, that is VOA correspondent Lisa Bryant in Paris. Meanwhile, Paris has formally requested European Union assistance in its fight against the group behind last Friday's bloody attacks in Paris. In Brussels, the French defense minister invoked the EU's mutual assistance clause for the first time since the 2009 Lisbon Treaty introduced the possibility. Meanwhile, the EU member states, 28 of them, accepted the French request, but it was not immediately clear what assistance would be forthcoming. You're listening to VOA News. The UN Refugee Agency is criticizing governments, meanwhile, that are demanding refugee resettlement programs be curbed after the discovery that one of the Paris attackers slipped into Europe in the wave of Syrian migrants escaping the country's war. We are deeply disturbed by language that demonizes refugees as a group. That's according to the UN High Commissioner for Refugees spokeswoman in Geneva. She says it will contribute to xenophobia and fear. Some European officials have called for an end to accepting more refugees in their countries. U.S. President Barack Obama, meanwhile, pledged Tuesday to help Asia-Pacific allies boost their maritime security as part of talks with the leaders in the Philippine capital of Manila.
My visit here underscores our shared commitment to the security of the waters of this region and to the freedom of navigation.
The White House announced a package of up to $259 million in new aid over the course of 2 years. The head of Russia's security service said Tuesday that last month's deadly plane crash in Egypt's Sinai region was a terrorist act and that the explosives found on both the wreckage and the luggage from the aircraft. The Federal Security Service chief said the blast came from an improvised explosive device made of up to 1 kilogram of TNT. The FSB also announced a $50 million reward for information leading to the arrest of those responsible. Meanwhile, Russian President Vladimir Putin vowed to find and punish whoever was responsible.
С варварскими террористическими преступлениями. Чаще всего, без всяких видимых.
Путин called on the country's partners to help identify the culprits and says that the murder of the people in the Sinai was one of the bloodiest by the number of victims of such crimes. It will stay with us forever, and it will not prevent us from finding and punishing the perpetrators. The Metrojet flight from Sharm el-Sheikh was headed to St. Petersburg on October 31st when it crashed in the northern part of the Sinai Peninsula, killing all 224 people on board. Representatives from the leaders of almost 200 governments will meet in Paris from November 30th to December 11th to agree on a global accord to slow climate change. Decades of climate talks have spawned dozens of acronyms and jargons. Meanwhile, of that, the United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change was a treaty agreed to in 1992. Gold prices slipped Tuesday, heading towards near six-year lows as the dollar rose and stocks rebounded from losses associated with Friday's attacks in Paris. Gold briefly rose Monday to its highest in a week to $1,097.90 an ounce. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.